welcome to episode 53 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we got Category U, Unbreakable Machine Doll.
I think we're going to have slightly different opinions, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
This one was tiresome. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't the worst anime I've ever seen. It wasn't anywhere near that, but it was tiresome. It was kind of hard to pay attention.
I think this might be the worst anime I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I have some significant problems with this
anime. Okay, well, we can get into all that real quick, though. It's a Japanese light novel series written by Reiji Kaito, illustrated by Ruro. That's a weird f***ing name. The anime came out in 2013, which was a 12-episode season. And then there's like a 6-episode mini series, special episode series that came after that, but we didn't watch that. Well, I didn't watch that.
I watched it.
I didn't watch
it. It was only 5-minute episodes.
Oh, well, I didn't even click on it. If I had clicked on one and saw it was 5 minutes, I'd have watched it.
That's the only reason why I watched it, because it was only 5 minutes episode. I was like, oh, let's just see what this is. Mm-hmm. And there were only 5-minute episodes, so I got a story for you about that then.
Okay.
So, new start. What's the premise?
The premise is, it's a weird premise because the show doesn't know what it wants to be. Is it the main character that protects women and it's a harem? Is it the story of a kid going to school and, you know, having school life? Is it a story of battle tournaments? Is it a story of you owning this Pokemon-type character or Digimon-type character and then battling other people? Or it doesn't really know what it wants to be. It's a bit of everything. But pretty much, a kid has not everyone, but a lot of people have these machine dolls that...
They're mages.
They're mages, sort of. So these dolls that look like people, most of them, some of them don't, some of them look like dragons, some look like whatever. They're mechanical, and they have these engines in them that consume magic, and that's how they work. Well, the mage, the person, gives them magic through them. It's not like they cast spells, just giving them magic.
Right.
It's really weird.
It's...
Yeah. And he ends up going to school. That's supposed to be the premise, but there's, like I said, there's a bunch of other things happening, and none of it's done well.
Well, there are some good ideas in here.
Yeah, for sure.
And if they would have executed, like,
any
one of them, it could have been decent.
So he goes to school, and that's what he's doing. He's going to school, but then there's this tournament in the battle system, and then there's, it's also a mystery, like a Sherlock Holmes-type show, where, we have to figure everything out, because I'm a detective.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, it's a mixture of...
You're a freshman in high school. What? It's your first day.
This is, like, the less egregious stuff in my mind. Like, even, which is some of the really bad things about this show, is that they have a lot of plot points. Like, he's trying to kill his brother for some reason.
Yeah.
Because he killed his brother killed his family. It's almost like a Sasuke...
Yes, very much.
Thing.
Uchiha type thing.
Except they never follow through with that story.
Yeah, I mean... It's clearly a light novel series, and they didn't make more to it. So, right. There is more story. That's very, very obvious from watching the first season of it, or the only season of it, I should say. But not only do they not follow through with it, like, you know it's there. It's very...
It's in the background, but it's never even really touched on.
Yeah, you see it in the first or second episode.
And then throughout a little bit. And
like a five, not even 5 minute segments throughout. The season.
He's just in the background, the brother, and then the series ends, and that's nothing settled.
Yeah, nothing settled with him at all.
The tournament is started, they barely get through like 2 rounds, and then the show's over.
Yeah.
It's like nothing...
I think they might have expected it to do well, so they could make 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 seasons, and it probably
didn't. I don't know how...
I'm assuming it didn't, since they didn't make any more.
But yeah, so, I mean, this anime is just a mess in almost every aspect of it.
Yeah. So, real quick before we get into a lot of the deeper stuff that has issues with it. My main issue with it trying to be so many different things is that it's just terrible storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
Pick one good thing to be, and then you can spice it up with a couple other things if you want. But you're a jack of all trades. You're doing a tiny bit of everything. It's just terrible. Well,
not even a good jack of all trades.
Yeah, you're terrible. You're trying to be a...
You're trying
to be f***ing eights.
You're trying to be a jack of all trades, and you're failing miserably
at it. I wanted to bring this up at some point. There's nudity in it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't really mind. Whatever. I'm an adult. There's nudity. But it's at the weirdest times because it is a harem. But the nudity is almost always, I think, might exclusively be always non-sexual.
Yeah.
Which is the weirdest thing.
Well, you say that, but you didn't watch the special episodes.
Well, I didn't watch that.
We'll get to those. That's part of the reason why I think this is the worst.
Like, she gets her, the machine doll gets, like, unlocked in one of the episodes, and she has to take her shirt off. So you see her titties, and it's like, why? It's just so unneeded.
There there is one scene where they introduce, they show how the main character met his teacher.
Yeah.
And shows the machine doll, introduces him to the machine doll. And the teacher who made the doll strips the girl down and then rubs her butt very sensually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very, it was odd. Very strange. Like, this is my doll.
Yeah, it was super possessive and rapey.
Yeah, and that's where I really have a problem with the show. The Pokemon aspect of it, with the fact that he kind of owns this girl.
Yes.
And the girl is like his doll, essentially, who is apparently sex crazed for her.
For him.
For him.
Him, not for her, though.
Yeah, so they say.
Typical harem.
So they say.
Well, it's a typical anime harem. Everyone's after you, but you're just an idiot. No!
I understand
that. Bullshit, you're a teenager.
I understand. Get sucked. I understand that. And you can see it in some harem, but this girl, this doll, sleeps in his room naked half the time.
Yeah, it's a tough one to swallow.
But it's just, it's almost like a slave doll.
Yeah, but I mean, this isn't uncharacteristic for a harem type, or even just a regular anime.
No, but there's just this added element. It's added
sexist,
because
it is a bit, you know.
That's Japanese culture.
Exactly.
But there's the added element is that he owns this doll, essentially.
Well, so they sort of go through that a little bit because the dolls aren't human, but he views them as alive.
But this doll's also bleeding for him, fighting for him, and it's just...
Laying down her life.
Yeah, she lives for him, and that's a big problem I was having throughout this whole show, because every other doll, for the most part, seemed robotic in some way.
For the most part, yeah.
And then this one seems really real.
Not just in the way they move and the way they act, but a lot of times the way they physically speak. Like, the dragon had a very robotic voice.
Yeah, and then this
Which you think, if you're going to have a dragon as a machine doll that's supposed to be somewhat human, you'd think you'd at least give him a human voice.
Right.
Make him sound more grounded.
So, yeah, I just had a...
I guess you could chalk it up to this specific machine doll being above the rest, because that's sort of something they touch on a bit.
I gotcha.
This one's better than the rest. Now, I took that as mechanically, like, she's a better fighter.
Yeah.
Not as in she's more intelligent or more AI-oriented. They didn't touch on that at all, but, like, I guess you could sort of take that.
Now, if this was the only problem with it, like, if this was, like, the only sex problem I had with this, I would let the go. But then I watched the special episodes.
Well, real quick, before we go any farther, because I don't want to forget, we'll talk about the special episodes in a sec. I wanted to mention, so, like, we sort of touched on it for a second, that no one really views them as human-esque. They don't view them as conscious. They're toys.
They're toys, they're machines. Toys.
Yeah, they're machines, you own them.
They're fight people. They're not people. They're like battle bots.
Exactly. But the main character views them as people.
Yeah.
And they hit that on the head very early on in dialogue.
Uh-huh.
So, he's got this doll that's in love with him, and he views her as a person, but he never recognizes the fact that she's in love with him. Even he could still deny her.
Yeah, yeah,
he could still be like, hey, yo, relax, I'm not in love with you, I don't like you.
Yeah, he
just sidesteps it at every point. She tries to suck his and he's like, oh no, and he runs away.
Yeah.
Like, either tell her no, because you actually view her as a person, or accept it, because that's what you want.
Yeah,
don't think she's a person.
Yeah, he dismisses her feelings
at every step.
And pretty much treats her like a machine doll, rather than a person.
Even though the whole point of the not the whole point of the show, but the whole point of his character, his arc, is that he views them as people.
Yes. And
what the heck?
Yeah. It's, like I said, it's terrible. It's why and you know what? After I finished watching it, I came off feeling like you did. Well, this is terrible. But the more I thought about it, the more I stewed on it, the more angry I got at it, because it's just insulting on so many levels. Mm-hmm. And then the special episodes, they're 5 minute shorts. Literally, it should be no problem.
Now, a lot of times with special episodes, I don't know about this one, but a lot of times special episodes that are small like that, that are 5-6 minutes or whatever, they come out before the show comes out to get people hyped about it.
No.
Now, I don't know about this.
No.
No?
No. This one follows through all the characters, like, throughout different stages of the anime. Like, the first one is the main character and his machine doll getting on the train.
Oh, to go to the school?
To go to the school. Okay. And then the second one is his teacher with the two other girl dolls she made naked in a hot tub.
Why?
And then the third one is kind of like a flashback one. The fourth one is the English girl that he kind of likes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the doll girl that he likes. And she needs to wash her dog in the tub, but her tub's full is like stuffed with fur, so she needs to borrow the English girl clothes. So they have to get naked so their clothes don't get wet.
Of course.
And then the fifth one. And then the fifth one is almost like a swimsuit kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem: the third episode is like a flashback of the main character and his little sister when they were kids. And they find, and the little sister's seeing this little spirit kind of thing, and the spirit's telling the little girl that, you know, she's lost, she needs to find her home. And coincidentally, the brother had the marble full of light or something that he found that was the home. And it freed, and the spirit becomes this little girl, and she floats off. It was actually very cute, honestly. And then the spirit comes back throughout the rest of the special episodes. So you know what it is. And it would have been very interesting to have a connecting story throughout the 5 inch, because it is connecting. However, in the second episode where they're all naked, the spirit goes under the water.
Oh no.
And starts essentially molesting these naked girls. It happens again. In the fourth episode when the other two are naked.
Oh my god.
And in the fifth episode when they're all in bathing suits are trying to catch it and stuff like that. They finally catch it, and it followed the brother because it was nice or something, and it just wanted to say goodbye. But it reveals that a little girl. So essentially, they were telling me that this six-year-old is molesting these naked women. That's
Christ.
Yes.
That's some deep level shit right there. Oh
that's,
my god.
That's what I
got. That's almost Koikaze level.
That's why I went to a point where it's like, I can't, this is the worst.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm happy I didn't see that.
Yeah. So it's like,
knowing that, man, I gotta lower my grade quite a bit. That's bad.
Yeah. And they try and play it off like, oh, it's a magic spirit. Then why is it touching these girls in these places and looks like a 6-year-old girl?
Oh, Christ.
It doesn't make any sense. It was disgusting, and I hated it. I was like, what the f*** am I watching here?
Yeah, that's something.
Honestly, at first, when they showed me the hot tub scene, I was like, okay, this is anime. They're naked, whatever. And then the little spirit comes and does the thing. We don't know what the spirit is at that point, so I'm just like,
oh, yeah, it's just random like, hijink harem type stuff.
And then until you find out. Then they showed a flashback the following episode.
That's actually decent writing, though. Just like Koikaze.
So, I'm not gonna lie. This story is better written. These 5 episodes are better written than the entire series.
Oh, Christ. It's probably like an intern got a hold of the reins because it's, you know, short little episodes.
So, they showed the little girl in the episode after the hot tub one, and I didn't piece it together. And then they showed the bathtub scene with the other two naked girls. I'm like, wait, what? Hold on. And then they show the spirit at the end of the last episode again. And I'm like, this is f***ed up. Mm,
yeah, that's a problem. That's a serious problem.
Yeah. I mean, they try to explain that, you know, the spirit is thousands of years old and magic.
Why does it look like a little
girl? Yeah, a little girl.
That's such a creepy thing that a lot of anime does. Not just anime, but hentai. Like, oh, I'm a 1,000-year-old dragon, but I look like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And I'm super sexual. Like, no, stop it. Make her older.
Yeah, it really, really bothered me. At that point, I was like, at least Koikaze was,
or is this like a redemption?
No, but at least it was, like, focused and knew what it was doing.
Yeah, it was well written.
Yeah, it knew what it did, and it was the whole show.
Yeah.
Whereas this was like 20 minutes out of nowhere at the smacked onto a very crappy old story that made no sense. Mm-hmm. And then they throw this at me at the end and I'm like, I can't. This is the worst anime I've ever seen.
It was fairly bad. Now, the one redeeming thing that it's also kind of bad about the show is that the dialogue and the voice acting is equally terrible and great, because it's bad voice acting most of the time, but every now and then you get a character that has an accent and it's like, oh, it's decent. Like the doctor, the male doctor. That's always rapey. He's touching girls.
Oh, yeah, he's very rapey. He's
molesting. But he's got a cool Scottish, I guess, accent. Yeah. Or I don't know.
Well, it's because it takes place in London.
Yeah. But, like, that's not something you always see in anime. So it was refreshing to hear that.
Actually, this is the second anime that we've got that...
Out of 53.
Yeah. But this is the second one that we've got that takes place in London, which is...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes, the
Gossick.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I didn't remember the name. I was gonna say
the other Sherlock Holmes one.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say. Christ,
the other Sherlock Holmes one. Yeah. So I mean, it's kind of odd that we got. I mean, there can't be a lot of them that take place.
I don't think there are too many, but there are some German type ones because, you know, World War II and all that.
Yeah, but this is not.
Yeah, this isn't one of them.
I mean, if you want to count that spy one that we watched.
Yeah, I don't think there was heavy accents in that though.
Well, they went to France and
maybe there were some French accents, but I don't remember. And they did go to anything standing out.
They do
though.
Go to England too, but they were only one episode at a time, so it's
yeah.
The characters probably didn't stand out as much.
Yeah, I don't think anything stood out too much. Look, overall, it's so before. I heard about the 6 episodes, it was like mediocre but kind of bad. Now it's like bad.
Oh, this is a straight up one for me. Worst anime I've ever seen.
Man. The fighting was bad. The voice acting was bad. The anime, I mean, I guess it was okay to look at, but like the physical art of it. But I don't know. It was just all, none of it was good.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I think this is worse than 801 TTS Airbats, the Galaxy Railways, Fantastic Children.
Oh, Christ.
It's worse than them all.
Really?
To me, yeah.
I'd have to give it a 2.
I mean, that's fine.
Like, for the most part, I could watch it. But and I didn't actually see the rapey stuff.
Yeah, you didn't see what I saw.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm scarred, you're not.
Oh, man. So what was you before?
Ungo.
Ungo. What was Ungo?
The gods attaching to the guy. He's a detective.
Oh, I remember that. I'd rather watch Ungo.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Ungo. It wasn't that great.
Yeah, it really wasn't. I don't remember anything spectacular about it, but I'd rather watch that.
I mean, it had the movie in the beginning that we
watched,
and we found out later that it actually happened afterwards, and it gave context to the entire show.
Yeah, so, you really needed to watch that to watch the show.
So, yeah, Ungo is 10 times better than this.
Yeah, I would say.
So,
at that, it's mediocre.
Yeah. So, now we're going to go on the V. Hopefully, it's better than the last V we got.
Yeah, Beautiful Joe.
Cause that
now, I clicked on 2 different things, and I didn't like them. So, I really hope we get one of the good ones that I'm sure is in there somewhere. Or Sean's Choice, or Tita's Choice, or whatever.
Yeah, and you spelled Choice wrong.
You spelled it wrong, and I just didn't put the E in. Anyway, let's spin for Category V. Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
Violence Jack, that's one of the bad ones.
Yeah, it was almost on my choice.
Oh, that's one of the bad ones. We're just going to click on it real quick.
Why is it one of the bad ones?
Because I looked at the cover. God awful.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, I can. Look at that.
Okay.
Oh, it's only one thing.
Yeah, check. Hold
on. Violence Jack Wins Hell English dub. I think. Oh, shit. The link's dead. I think we need to spin again.
No, actually, you need to install Adobe Flashfire.
Well, I'm not.
Well, it's literally a 3-second download.
It's not working.
All right, here we're going to just...
Wait, why isn't... I can watch anything else on here. Why can't I watch that?
I don't know. Click on another one just to make sure. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, now that one's just dead. All right, so we're not going to be doing Violence Jack because that one is apparently dead.
All right, spin again.
You left Violence Jack in there.
Yeah, whatever. I doubt it will pick it again. If it does, I'll be f***ing shocked. Oh my god, I almost hit it. Oh, virus, buster surge.
Virus, buster surge.
Let's just click on it. I don't think I clicked on that one. I did not. Oh, it doesn't look god awful.
It's only 12 episodes.
Neo Hong Kong 2097. The world's change. Advances in genetic engineering and cybernetics have created an environment full of artificially enhanced humans and intelligent supercomputers that operate using biological software. That's a long f***ing sentence.
Yes, it is.
But the same technology that has allowed man and machine to merge has made both susceptible, whatever.
Susceptible.
Exactly. To a kind of threat. Digital viruses capable of controlling their hosts.
So you're going to hate this.
Probably.
You didn't like the good one, Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, and this can't be any better than that. It's got to be way
it
worse.
It looks old.
Action, adventure, mecha, police, sci-fi.
It looks old, too.
It does look pretty old. The art on the box looks like it's, you know, mid to early 90s. I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure the link is... Yeah, the link's alive.
Yeah, no.
All right, guys. Virus, Buster Surge. Buster Surge. That's a weird name.
Well, we could take out that stupid violence.
Well, you know what? It says virus, but it's got the... The colon.
The colon.
So it's probably just Virus Buster Surge.
Yeah, that is weird.
Not that really matters.
No. I don't know why that was needed, but okay.
Well, I get the correct title there. Next episode, Virus Buster Surge.
I suppose. Bye.
Bye.